From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, May 28th. Shasta County's Assistant Registrar of Voters has been fired from her position. Joanna Francesca was notified of her termination yesterday after being the Assistant Registrar for 17 years. She ran to take over the top role after former Registrar Thomas Toler stepped down, but lost to Florida-based attorney Clint Curtis after a decision by county supervisors. Curtis has no prior election experience or connection with Shasta County. Francesca said in a Facebook post she was disappointed the new hire didn't attempt to work collaboratively with her, but she was honored to have served the Shasta County community. In other news, temperatures are rising and it's going to be really hot later in the week. An extreme heat advisory has been issued for the Valley starting Friday. Daytime highs will reach the triple digits. Courtney Carpenter is with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says it's not unusual for the North State to see this type of heat in May, but this year is unusual.
Temperatures will be about 20 degrees above normal, and it may approach some all-time May records for record warm temperatures.
The daytime highs in Chico and Redding are expected to reach 106 or more on Friday, but the spike will be short-lived, falling back into the mid-90s by Sunday. Carpenter says the first hot days of summer can sometimes catch people by surprise. She recommends taking the usual precautions. Find someplace cool to wait out the heat, stay hydrated, and limit outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day. And a change of management could force residents of a homeless shelter in Marysville to relocate. NSPR's Alex Stutson has the details.
The 14 Forward micro shelter site in Marysville has been operating for almost a decade. The site is made up of 25 individual tough sheds. It's currently run in collaboration with Yuba County and the Salvation Army, but the county says it can no longer fund the site. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, that's because the county used to receive state funds for 14 Forward, but changes in the new budget instead have those funds going directly to service providers through Medi-Cal, not to counties to distribute. Now, the county is working on an agreement to have the nonprofit Twin Cities Rescue Mission operate the site. Johnny Burke is the executive director of the Sutter Yuba Homeless Consortium. He says the change in management will also bring changes to the site's services.
The Rescue Mission currently is a men's-only facility, so there won't be able to be any beds for women for the interim.
14 Forward currently houses both men and women. It's also low barrier, meaning it does not require sobriety. That will end when the Rescue Mission takes over, as that nonprofit does require sobriety to access shelter. This could disqualify current residents from returning. Additionally, Yuba County is planning to renovate the units ahead of the management change. Burke says the county is working with residents to help them find housing before the Salvation Army contract expires on June 30th. In Chico, I'm Alex Knutson.
Also, with forecasts of hot temperatures this week, the Plumas County Public Health Agency is urging residents to protect themselves from mosquito and tick bites. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus, which can lead to serious medical complications for people over 50 or with a compromised immune system. The California Department of Public Health advises using mosquito repellent on skin and clothing and wearing long sleeves and pants outdoors for protection. Ticks are also more prevalent during warmer months. They can transmit Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Health officials say you should avoid tall grass and wooded areas. Use a tick repellent with 20 to 30% DEET on skin or permethrin on clothing, and check for ticks after being outside, focusing on underarms, behind the knees, and hair. And finally, more people left Shasta County during the pandemic than have returned. According to data from the California Department of Finance, the county has lost nearly 2,000 of its approximately 180,000 residents over the past 5 years. That's about 1%. Anderson, Redding, and Shasta Lake are each down about 200 people. Shasta isn't the only North State county with fewer people. Lassen, Modoc, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties all have fewer people than before the pandemic. Meanwhile, California's overall population has slowly rebounded. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, May 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.